Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me, it's coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead. Till that secret, sacred place in you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be
introductions. Thank God for musical introductions. Praise God, saints. Hallelujah. It's good to have you on this morning. Certainly, we seem to still be having a couple of technical problems, but praise God, we are on. I can see each and every one that is on this morning with me. I thank God for you. You know, God can't stop. I mean, enemy can't stop what God has for us. And we have declared that we're going to receive triple for our troubles in this year. And look like Satan is armed accordingly to stamp us out, to take us out. But he can't do it. He has no authority over us. Why? Because we belong to the King. Hallelujah. I need somebody to say, hey, man, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory, 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 hallelujah. Yes, I start to show a little bit different. But, you know, sometimes you just got to give God a praise break. You just got to show him some love. You just got to worship him. Oh, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord said he would raise up a standard. Look like since the beginning of this year, 2022, the enemy seems to want to stop us, but he can't stop the progress. Oh, he may delay God's blessings, but we will not be denied. And certainly we are going to win this race. We're going to win this war. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We are going to succeed in everything that God has for us. Hallelujah. Excuse me. I just had to get that out. Praise the Lord. I had to get that out. Hallelujah. Because God, the enemy ain't got nothing. He ain't got nothing but some wolf tickets. And he think he can stop us. But he can't stop us. Oh, he has no authority. He has no authority over the believers. Somebody say hallelujah and hey man and hey man and hey man on that note. Praise God, because we're finna get this show on the road. Praise God. We got an exciting lesson. Good morning. This is Blog Talk Radio, and it is February the 5th, 2022. And I've already told you, this is the year, triple for our troubles. And this show, it's Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Of course, you know your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I'm on this morning. Your co-host is Evangelist Terry Rogers. We give salutations to her. Praise God. Thank God for her. And certainly we have an exciting lesson. You know, Amazing Grace Ministries, what we do, we are ministering to the hurt and wounded over there on 82nd and Muskegon every fourth Sunday at 2:30. Hallelujah, we're sharing. And I got a dynamite message on this morning, a topic, y'all can't wait. Just wait for it. Praise God. I'm excited. So come and join us. We're talking about mental health. We're talking about our emotional stability. And since y'all have pushed me into it, I'm just going to tell you. The topic on this morning is self-love. We loving who we are. And let me get it right, pray God, hallelujah, because, you know, I need to look in my notes, praise God. Loving who I am in God, looking at self-love and self-care. Y'all just had to push me over the edge, right? Praise God, but I'm going back. So come on in, come on over on that fourth Sunday every month at 2:30, and it will bless your soul. And we're praying. This is a season of prayer. The Bible's called for the morning women. We are praying every second and fourth Friday at noon. Praise God. If you're interested, give me a call at 309-750-7584, and I will give you all the particulars and all the information. And same thing, if you consider giving Amazing Grace Ministries a donation to help us with our expenses, I certainly will bless you, and we will be appreciative, and God will bless you forward, because this is a ministry ordained by God, and we are doing great things in the Lord. I'm not going to give you the P.O. box, praise the Lord. Give me a call if you need it. Send me an email, and I will give you all of that information. Hallelujah. At Amazing, AMAZEN, Grace Ministries at gmail.com. And certainly I want to decree and declare a blessing for everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice on this morning. Understand that you're blessed. Understand that God is going to do some things for you. Sometimes he's got to take out those issues, underlying issues that we're wrestling with, so that we may move forward in him. Because we've got to minister. We've got to stand up to declare the salvation of the Lord. And, of course, we are on the air every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And that linkage is http://. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. TOBTR.com. /S/120600035, and certainly you can hear me live. Hallelujah. And you can listen to this lesson later. So we're moving. We're moving, saints of God. We're moving. This is the second month of the year. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is February. This is Black History Month, where we learn more about ourselves as African American, as African American people, certainly people of color, praise God. And certainly this is the love month. So as this being the love month, we want to celebrate. We want to do a little some self-loving on ourselves. Now, when we talk about doing a little self-love on ourselves, we're going to use the word, because the word of God will illuminate us. It will take us further. It will take us higher in the Lord. It will change us. It will motivate us. It will take out everything that's not like God. It will do surgery on us, as in Hebrews. You know, the surgeon's knife, that word, this word is alive. It is active. It's going to cut us where it needs to be. To cut us, it's going to lift us up where it needs to lift us up. It's going to motivate us. It's going to strengthen us, and it's going to keep our minds when we declare and when we put our minds on the Lord. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. Praise God. And I've already told you that the month of February, our topic is loving who I am in God. And a lot of times we do not know, we do not understand who we are. But we got to understand who we are in God so that we understand that we are royal people. We have rights and privileges. We have rights and privileges in this thing. Praise God. The enemy might say, you know, you're not loved, you're no good. But God says differently. Mm-hmm. So let's get into this. And the topic on this morning, in order to have self-love, we got to deal with our emotional stability. We've got to understand what's working on the inside. And I just want to say a side note, the First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ presents their women's department presents built to be a victor and not a victim. And certainly we are in a state, and that's going on today at 10 o'clock, praise God. They have some exciting speakers, and I'm sure it will do you good. But we're dealing with a state of mind now that more people are emotionally wounded. More people are hurt. More people are dealing with issues of frustration. And since the pandemic, it has really highlighted the emotional instabilities of people, not just African-American people, but all people. People are dealing more with their depressive states. They're dealing more with their issues. They're dealing more. They're laying them out on the line. There has been a clarion call to say, look, I'm depressed. I'm hurting. I'm wounded. Now, I need to talk about it. I need to be transparent. So when we look at this issue of bitterness, and one of the things we want to deal with, and certainly we dealt a little bit about bitterness in 2020, but we want to deal with it a little bit more. And we're going to come with issues that will prevent us from loving ourselves and others. We've got to love ourselves so that we can love somebody else. We've got to forgive ourselves so that we can forgive somebody else. And until we do that, we won't move forward in the Lord. See, unforgiveness and I'm moving forward will stop us from getting what God has for us. Not only that, it will stop us from being forgiven from the Lord. So let's talk about bitterness. Let me read the text, will you? So we go on to Ephesians 26 through 27. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Ephesians 4, jumping down to verses 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and angry and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Hebrews 12, verses 14 through 15. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby may be defiled. Romans, and this is the last group of scripture, saints, Romans 12, 17 and 9. Recompense to no man evil for good. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Not dearly beloved, and I'm going to read that verse again. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will replace unto the Lord. So let's define bitterness. Bitterness is an attitude of an extreme or intense anger and hostility, often accompanied by resentment and a desire to give in. It is a result of not forgiving an offender and letting the hurt and anger grow until the pain and resentment sour the person's view of life. So let's talk about meaning of resentment. It is a feeling of anger or displeasure about someone or something. He expresses resentment of a new policy, and I'm just giving you some examples. Filled with anger, provoked anger. So in essence, when you look at resentment, full resentment fills someone with anger and it provokes into anger. Now, what is anger? Anger is a strong feelings of annoyance or hostility. Hostility, meaning, you know, you just have an issue with that person. You just got an issue that individual. So, when you have an issue with somebody and you haven't forgiven them, and that issue starts building up. So when we look at bitterness, and even, you know, when we look at bitterness, sometimes bitterness, it's also an inability to grieve. Relationships that do not live up to our expectations and they have failed to meet that legitimate need can result into feelings of sadness and loss, periods when a person are unable or unwilling to face the reality of that need. Mm-hmm. So even in relationships, there could be, you could be in a relationship with somebody and you can, that relationship seems to have is not meeting that need of yours, or you are lost someone and you're grieving, and that anger has turned over and sour, and now it has affected you in some kind of way, that now it has turned from just anger to bitterness. So when we look at anger, when we look at hostility, when we look at those issues simmer inside of our hearts and our minds, and we toil over it and over it, and it begins to grow. Now, bitter people will develop. Mm-hmm. Bitter people will develop a critical spirit. They become judgmental and arrogant. They murmur and complain in an effort to justify their negative emotions because that seed had been planted. It is visible in instead of smiling, instead of instead of having a smile, now it's like it's that smile is hidden. You're frowning. Some people that are trapped in bitterness seem to never smile. They are trapped and do not recognize the enemy within them. Many can take on a false personality and project that. Mm-hmm. It's like performing. They're performing to meet the expectations of others because they truly have lost their true identity, especially when you begin to say, why me? Why do I have to go through this situation? Why am I constantly plagued? You know, why not somebody else deal with this project? Or I'm dealing with a sick loved one that seemed to continue to nobody else will help. But now it looks like it falls on me. And you begin to say, why? And all of that begins to take up seeds of bitterness. And it will make you judgmental. It will make you critical. It will make you envious. It will make you hatred and hostility and resentment towards others. Mm-hmm. You will project that in what you say, how you feel. So bitterness can be toward God and others. And Ephesians, that's what Ephesians 4:26, it says, be angry and ye do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. 27, and do not give the devil the opportunity. Bitterness gives the enemy grounds, areas of jurisdiction. And neither give the enemy that ground. You know, you give the Satan an inch, you take a mile. That's what he will do. He will take the mile. And you will give the devil the opportunity. And this is the scripture giving in other verses. You'll give the devil place. You'll give devil that space to inhabit. You give Satan that space to inhabit you and your house. You know, the word says, you know, a house that is clean, the devil comes back and he brings his friends with him and sees that the house has been cleaned. So here's a threefold warning in Ephesians 4. One, be angry and sin not. Two, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Three, do not give the devil the opportunity. See, we've got to resolve our issues. You know, you see a lot of anger in our young people. You see a lot of killing and shooting. Why? Because the young people don't have a critical skill called conflict resolution skills. They don't know how to sit down and reason appropriately about why you disrespected me. And when you look at bitterness and resentment and hostility, it's all about why you disrespected me. You stepped on my toe and you did not say you were sorry. And so when you stepped on my toe, instead of being able to deal with that appropriately, because that person that stepped on your toe might not even have known that he stepped on your toe because they got on some two tight shoes that are hurting their feet, and all they can feel is the pain of them shoes hurting their feet. Praise the Lord. But they don't know how to do that. So when we look at Proverbs 22, verses 24 through 25, do not associate with a man given to anger or go with a hot-tempered man, or you will learn his ways and find a snare for yourself. Okay, so when we look at this, when we look at the medical science, they say that a door on every cell of our thoughts or words can change our cells minute by minute. And when we look at the enemy, and let's examine Luke, and I talked about this, when a strong man, fully armed, guards his house, his possessions are undisturbed. But when someone stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away from him all his armor on which he has relied and disturbs his plunder. He will not, he who is not with him is against him, against me. And he who does not gather with me scattereth. 24, when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, and not finding in it, says, I will return to my house. And when I come, when it comes, it finds its sweat and put in order. 26, then it goes and takes along seven other spirits. And this is what I was alluding to earlier. Seven more spirits, than even more evil than itself. And they go in and live there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first state. Praise the Lord. Now, when we look at Strong's accordance, when we look at that, it says strong means strong is either in body or mind, or one who has the strength of soul to sustain the attack of the enemy. So in essence, we've got to be strong in the word of the Lord to sustain the attack of the enemy, because the enemy will attack us. That's why the Bible says we have to pray without ceasing. We've got to pray in season and out of season, because the devil is always trying to attack us. He's trying to get us at our most vulnerable time, and there will be some times in your life when you are vulnerable, because that is life. Anybody that lives a life knows that we are going to go through some stuff. It's not whether or not you saved or not, because you're going to go through whether you saved or not saved. And yes, it is. Hallelujah. And I said it's not, and thank the Lord, it's not, because the Bible says that faith and chance happens to us all. So we just blessed of the Lord to have a sustainer, have a rock. We have an advocate with the Father, so that when we do go through situations, we can hold on to the rock and we can cling to our source of strength, which is Jesus Christ. So in essence, we have got to watch and pray. We have got to know that Satan will try, he will attack us, and he will attack us with everything he has. So when we look at the strong definition for arm, it's a tool or implement for preparing a thing. Arms used in warfare. And that's why the Lord God says, put on the whole armor so that we may be able to stand. And I've talked about this in previous vlogs, because we've got to be able to stand. We've got to be able to stand against Satan, who is coming against us with both barrels cocked and ready. So when the word says unclean, it means to be cleansed of filth, impurity, prune trees and vines so that they will grow. If you don't prune them, then they're not going to grow. And we can't be stagnant. We've got to grow. We've got to allow the Lord to move us forward. We've got to allow the Lord to speak to our hearts. We've got to allow the Lord to equip us with tools needed. And you know, if you allow the Lord to equip you with the tools you need, then when the enemy comes in, hallelujah, God will give you the wherewithal to understand how to deal with the enemy. And certainly we're talking about self-love. We're talking about understanding, knowing who we are in God, because God loves us. And therefore we're talking about taking this bitterness seed and dealing with it and asking God to eliminate this, if there's any resentment, hostility, if there's anything that's lingering in us that will prevent us from unforgiveness or not forgiveness. And also when we deal with unforgiveness, it allows, and in the scripture deals, once unforgiveness is placed, then it comes from the armor, seven armed spirits. But hold bitterness in place. Even the spirit that answers to bitterness, such as unforgiveness, resentment, retaliation, anger, and wrath. So we see all those things, praise God, all those things and will come at us, murder, even the murdering spirit. Satan will try to send in a murdering spirit against us. Satan will try to keep us. Satan will come against us, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we've got to arm ourselves accordingly. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're dealing with all these issues. So then we have to understand when the final spirit, murder, takes its place, that the results can produce spiritual and physical death. The kingdom of bitterness will separate you from God, yourself, and others, carry you into a place where you don't want to be, into disease, into bondage, into devastation. Understanding and recognizes the principle of these evil spirits is a must, that we may combat this spirit. And certainly we have got to talk about it, and certainly we will deal with this issue of unforgiveness. And we talked about it in previous blogs, but we've got to deal with this issue. And certainly we're talking with bitterness today, because that spirit will arrest you. Your house is clean. Satan will bring seven more, hostility, anger, murder. You know, I saw an example I saw on the news. Oh, praise the Lord. And sometimes when we're driving on the expressway, we're driving on the highway, and people just cut in and out of you, and that's a sure sign that a person will get angry. You cut in on me. You make me angry. You are violating my ability to drive, my space, because you just weaving in and out, and you just cut in on me. And I saw the other day where a car was doing that same thing, but then there came another car that came along and would not let this particular car get in. And as fast as that car went, he moved up even faster, that resulting in this car flipping and hitting the wall. You know, we cannot allow Satan to make us feel so resentful, so hateful, until we stop or try to be aggressive and angry and manipulative and evil to hit God's people. You know, we say, well, I'm not going to allow you to get in because you're trying to cut me off. But you know, they're still God's people. And as saints of God, we are required, we are called to a different standard. We are called to a different place in God. We are called to put our feelings in check and understand that vengeance is the Lord, that God will fight for us, that God will show up for us, that God will hurt anybody that touches us or deals with us falsely. If you don't believe it, let's go to the Bible where it says that it would have been better if Judas had not been born. Why? Because Judas had an assignment to betray Jesus. He betrayed Jesus, and look what happened to him. Oh, praise God. It was beneficial for you and I, but God don't take lightly to those that come against his beloved. He loves us so much until he will fight our battles. He told them over in the Old Testament, you don't have to fight in this battle. Why? Because I got you. I'm going to take care of you. So you just got to check yourself. You've got to go over to the 51st Psalms, and you have got to do as David said, oh, search me, Lord, and take out everything that's not like you. Because, God, I don't want bitterness and unforgiveness to reign in me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, but I want you to get the glory. I want you to get the praise. I don't want my bitterness to turn into a spirit of hatred. I don't want my bitterness to turn into unforgiveness. I don't want it. I want to forgive. If somebody has an ought against me or I have an ought against them, I want to take it to the Lord. And I want to make sure I get it right. Woo! I don't want to allow that baggage. Oh, when you carrying baggage on the airport, you can only carry so many. And sometimes we overpack. We have so many items in our suitcase until the airline says, look, it's only so many pounds that we're going to allow you to have free. And we got to take it if we got to 10, 15, 20 pounds over. Guess what? We got to take those items out of our luggage that's causing it to be overweight, or we got to pay the price. And, you know, before we pay a price, we'll just take that, take them clothes out and put it in the bag, and carry it on. Because we don't want to pay the price. And we have to understand we will pay the price if we continue to allow bitterness to reign in us, Certainly, we have got to allow God to heal us. God says not to be bitter or to hold grudges. Ephesians 4:31, he tells us to forgive those that wronged you. Christ knows all you did, yet he still has forgiven all of us for the things that we have done. John 3:16, and we know the scripture, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, hallelujah for us, in our unrighteousness, our filthy rags. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Don't let worry occupy your thoughts. I know we worried about Corona. We got a new new variant every week. We know that we've got voting rights changes. We got the threat of war on the horizon with Russia and China. But God is still in control. We know we got white supremacy. This is African American month. Of course, they only give us 1 month, but we celebrate people of color 24/7, 7 days a week. And if we look at the Bible, we can say the majority of people in the Bible are people of color. Pray God. Hallelujah. We thank God that God has given us space. God has given us opportunity. Our names are written in the book. Praise God. So therefore, and we have got to forgive others. And we're going to talk about forgiveness. Because we have got to learn, first of all, to forgive ourselves. There's some things that we have done and said that we just still mummering and thinking and going over and over and over and over. But God is saying, give it to me. Take it to the pool of Bethesda. Take it to the pool. Hallelujah. You know, the man was at the pool and he was waiting for somebody to put him in the pool, but he was unable to do that. But God has died on the cross, so we've got our pool of Bethesda in Jesus Christ. Just take it to the Lord in prayer. Just cry out to the Lord, and he will deliver. Oh, say, Lord, help me. I need you right now. I got some issues going on in my body. I got some issues going on with Sister Sue. But God, if you, God, touch my heart and allow me to forgive Sister Sue, then God, I know you will forgive me. Oh, God, I'm bringing it to the altar. You know, the old saints will go to the altar. And as we go to the altar, we'll put everything on the altar. We will pray. We will seek God. We will ask God for his forgiveness. We will say, Lord, I'm coming to you as humbling as I know how. I need you to touch me. I need you to deliver me, God, because I want to walk upright and I want to see you. Oh, I want to live again. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I got to quit. So when we look at bitterness, don't let it take root. Let's pray, saints. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you, God, for coming together with others on this blog talk. I thank you, God, for delivering. I thank you for healing of our sins, God. And Father God, we put ourselves on the line this morning because we're talking about self-love, God. We're talking about you getting the glory. We're talking about loving us, or that you're loving us, God. We're talking about self-care. We're talking about loving ourselves. And because we're talking about this in the month of February, we're coming because, God, we want you to help us love ourselves more. And when we love ourselves more, that will give us the capacity to love others more. And we pray, God, that if there be any unforgiveness in us, we pray, God, that you take it out. We pray, God, that you move us to a place in you, God, that you're pleased. And therefore, God, we thank you, God, for the word. And we pray, God, that this word will be hidden in the hearts of your people, that they may take it and use this word for your glory, God, that they may use it, God, to be strong in you, that they may use it, God, oh, to be closer to you. This is our prayer. We thank you, saints of the Most High God. Hallelujah. For being a part of us today. Give me a text, give me an email to let me know how you have enjoyed this lesson. Praise God. We thank you. We'll see you on next week. God bless. Bye-bye.